All right, we're now going to continue into our post-race press conference here for tonight's NASCAR All-Star Race. We've now been joined by Kyle Larson, driver of the number 5 HendrickCars.com Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. Kyle, congratulations on that win. In dominating fashion, we should add. Tell us a little bit about just the overall day of kind of coming in, seeing all the fans, and then being able to take home that victory tonight.
Yeah, no, it was... as we all know, it was a great atmosphere all weekend, and a great job to Marcus and his whole team on reviving this place and making this, real. Like, I don't think we ever thought that it would get to this point, of the All-Star Race when Dale and everybody was here, cleaning up weeds and cleaning everything to scan for iRacing. I don't think any of us thought that the All-Star Race could be here someday or a Cup Series race in general. So... The vibe was just amazing, and the race too was quick. It was fun. It made it fun that my car was so good, and just a great night. I didn't expect to be fast at all. So cool weekend.
All right, we're now gonna go to the media for questions. If you have a question for Kyle, raise your hand. And we'll work to get a microphone to you. We'll start in the middle with Matt Weaver, come up to Bob, and make our way around the room.
Matt Weaver, Motorsports Tribune. So I guess I got the impression this weekend that you guys weren't totally happy with the car after practice and then early in the race. So then lap 15, it seems like that was kind of the winning decision to come down pit road. Were you surprised that the car was that good once you put the tires on and then it was able to hold on in clean air?
Yeah, definitely. Friday we were really bad. I ran the fast lap of practice, but if you look at the 30 lap average, I was like second to last. So we were really really bad on Friday. Saturday, we were really bad in the heat race as well. I was super loose in the heat race, like loose everywhere, no grip. And then so I had not great expectations for tonight. I thought. I just didn't think there was enough that they could do to make me better, I thought we would run around 15th tonight, being a short race, starting where we did, I was like, man, you can't pass here. So, but then we fired off, I dropped anchor, I got stuck in the outside lane, kind of settled into like second to last or whatever, and you're just trying to fill my car out, and I was like, man, I think I'm all right here, like I'm not bad, I can't pass, but I was like, man, my entry's more stable. I can get through the middle all right. My drive off seems better than yesterday. Never did I think that we would drive to the lead, but we pitted for tires, and I sped on pit road. So we restarted last and was able to pick off a lot of cars in the outside lane the first few laps, and then then I could get that line low off of 4 working and get really good drive off and. Managed my tires. I felt like pretty good down there as well. So once I was picking people off, I was like, man, is my car this good? Or is like the tire disparity the reason why I'm driving through the field? So like I asked, it's like, man, is anybody else passing like I am, that were on new tires? And they didn't say really that anybody was. So I was like, well, shoot, our car is really good here. And then we got to lead, and I was like, well, shoot, I want to lap as many cars as I can so we don't have to deal with as many for the final segment. So I think they said we had like a 12-second lead or something, which was great. And then, came off the leader off pit road, and knowing how good my car was, I wanted the second segment to play out exactly like it did. I just wanted a long run to the end, no drama, and that's what happened. I was able to kind of manage my stuff throughout the early port, really the whole run, but my car felt good enough I could look in my mirror and stretch away from Bubba and push it when I needed to see if I still had lap time in the car and continue to manage my stuff. So that last segment went by so fast. Honestly, when I took the checkered flag, I was like, man, I was thinking, like, is the format like just 200 laps, right? I was like, that was so fast. So Just cool to dominate, like that, and to do it kind of like how you saw people dominate races back in the 80s and 90s.
And then what's kind of the cooler distinction to you, that you've won three all-star races or that you've done it at three different venues along the way?
I think definitely doing it at three different venues along the way. I think I'm very proud of that for sure. You know, for so long, the all-star race was just at a single racetrack, and I think it's been cool the last however many years now. It's not switched every year, but you know, it's gone from Charlotte to Bristol to Texas to here. I don't know if there was another track, so I didn't get the chance to race at Bristol, but you know, to win it at Charlotte was awesome. You know, that was one of my first big wins in a stock car, and then Texas was cool to win a different track, and then now you're like, man, they seem to keep switching these things up. It'd be really cool to win at another venue in a historic track like this. So I am extremely proud for sure to have won the All-Star race, but to win it at three different tracks is really, really neat.
All right, we're going to come up front to Bob.
Bob Parker's Fox Sports. Do you have any idea of what you could do that nobody else could do tonight, or why you were that much better?
I don't know. I need to watch the replay. I need to look at data. You know, I was passing those people and I was on better tires, so it was like hard for me to really see where I was. You know, I was beating them everywhere, but I think a strong suit of mine was my car was good enough. I could roll in with a lot of speed. I could kind of check up my center of 3 and 4 and drive off really low off of 4. That was a line that I kind of found in the truck race, and I didn't think that it would work in the cup car as well as it did, and it seemed even better in the cup car for me. So I think that helped me. I don't know if that helped save my tires any or not, but I do think that low exit was where I could beat people. But also, I think you need to look at like segment times, but I feel like my entry, like when I was lapping people, I could roll in so fast on them on entry.
All right, we're gonna go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. So we hear everybody say, you know, I just want to win the race for the trophy. You not only won the race in dominating fashion, you won the trophy, you won $1 million. What of those three is the most special tonight for you when you walk out of this place?
I would say it's all equal to me. You know, it's if I had to pick one of any of them, I think winning a historic track like this, you being the first Cup Series winner since 96 is probably the coolest thing. You having your name in the history books of guys who are legends in the sport that have won here, I think, you know, that's pretty special. But the trophy, I mean, that's my third All-Star trophy. You know, they look the same. They got different logos on them. That's it. But they look the same. It's cool. The check, I mean, there's not many races in the world that pay $1 million to win. And, you know, I'm the only guy that gets to race in two of those. Well, I guess, you know, Daytona pays that, but I get to race in a number of $1 million win races this year. My next one being a sprint car at Eldora. So it'd be pretty cool to win $1 million there as well. But, just a cool night all around. Yeah.
All right, we've also been joined by Cliff Daniels and Jeff Andrews. We'll continue with questions, and we'll start here in the back. Yep, go ahead.
Hey, Chris Weaver, Fox 8 WGHP High Point. Kyle Marcus was in here earlier and talked a little bit about the idea of whether it needs to be repaved or not. Where would you fall on that, or what would you like to see after this?
Well, I mean, I hate we stunk the show up because they're probably maybe thinking that they got to do something different. But I don't know. I mean, my opinion varies. You know, Friday I was like, oh, we suck. They need to repave this place. Tonight I'm like, leave it. Don't touch it. So I don't know. I think I wouldn't be opposed to seeing them, you know, if it's whatever. But, you know, adding more patches of pavement, you know, in the upper grooves, I don't think they need to pave the whole thing, but just little patches here and there, you'll add character to the track and find grip. You know, I think that's why we were so glued to the bottom, was that there's those patches, you know, around the bottom of the track. So I think if they can introduce some patches in the middle to upper grooves, I think that'll make the racing even better. So But I don't know. I would hate to see them repave the whole surface, but I think they could go another year of trying to, you know, add character and fill in some areas that need help with patches.
All right, we're going to go to Daniel McFadden.
Daniel McFadden, FrenchRich.com. I've got two questions. First, Kyle, what was the most important thing you learned from the truck race last night that benefited you tonight?
Well, I think just line stuff. I think that the low whatever off of two didn't work in the cup car. You know, people were trying it when I was lapping them in there, and you know they were really slow doing it. But so I what I thought from the truck race kind of matched up in the race today. I thought that you know eventually you'd be able to use the low off of two. You'll kind of get your left sides on the apron and exit really close to the wall and low and straight. And then I didn't think that you'd be able to do it off of two. And it, you know, my opinion of that was right. You know, and I think I wouldn't have known that had I not run the truck race. So I didn't really mess around with the exit of two stuff. I did that I think maybe three or four times throughout the race, and it was I would lose ground on the guys I was trying to pass. So, but you know, three and four, that's where I was kind of you know making my money over there. So, yeah, it was definitely beneficial to run the truck race. Thanks to you know Jeff Andrews and Cliff for talking me into running it. I really didn't want to, but I'm glad I did.
And Cliff, I'm curious, when did you guys start strategizing or planning for this race? Was it when they announced that the Ulster race was coming here, when they announced the format, and was your planning different from any other race, or was it like every other race?
I mean, a little bit to a point. I think, you know, when we all heard the news, you get excited and want to start, you know, studying the track history and the details of the track and the banking and the loading and all the things. I would imagine most of the field probably came with something similar to what they had at Richmond. But yeah, I mean, anytime you get to see a new place or a new track, you know, on the schedule, you want to learn as much about it as you can. And we certainly got excited when we heard the news and we've kept an eye out for it.
All right, we're going to come up front. We're going to go Chris, Kelly, and Jeff. Go ahead, Chris.
ChrisNightCatchTrends.com. Kyle, would you like to see North Wilkesville stay in All-Star race, or would you like to see a points-paying race in 2024? If it allows.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. I think it was great as an All-Star race. I think I kind of wanted to see the All-Star race move around. I think that shows who the All-Star is. I'd be fine either way. It doesn't matter to me. But I do think, you know, having the All-Star race move around, it shows who the best team and driver is and all that, but really I just want to see us keep coming back here. I think NASCAR has a lot of roots here, so it deserves a spot on our schedule, whether it be a non-points race or points race, whatever.
All right, we're going to go to Kelly and then Jeff.
KellyCrandallRacer.com. Kyle, do you ever think about just what's happened and what you've accomplished just over the last 3 years since you got to Hendrick Motorsports, two All-Star races, 15 or so points wins, the championship. Do you just think about how your career and your life has changed in a short amount of time?
Sure. I mean, yeah, I think I think about it all the time, you know, how fortunate I am and kind of where my life and career could have went, you know, in 2021. So, or yeah, 2020 could have went, you know, a many different directions. And, thankfully, you know, Rick took a chance on me and, I am forever grateful for that. So, I think the timing was right too, or the timing was right for me. You know, their equipment was super good. They'd kind of struggled a little bit for their standards up to, you know, the middle of 2020. And then, you know, Chase was able to win the championship. I came on board and we've had a great, great 2.5 seasons now since then. So I hope to continue to win lots of races for this organization and hope to be here for a very long time. You know, it's they are the best team in the sport, and you know, they prove it year in and year out, and the people that are there are just amazing, and it starts from the top. You know, Rick is just a great human being, and you know, everybody wants to do him proud. So drivers as well. So I'm very, very happy to be where I'm at and hope to continue to add wins and championships and all of that to my resume being at Hendrick Motorsports.
how has the success changed, if you could think about, as you said, pre-2021 and where you felt maybe your place was or your confidence was in the garage versus where it is today?
Well, I think, I guess, you know, before 2021, I always thought that I could do it. You know, I thought that I had the talent to win races at this level. I didn't know then if it was me or the equipment or the whatever, but I wasn't having success frequently enough like I wanted to and like I was having, you know, in the dirt stuff that I was doing. So once I got picked up at Hendrick, I was confident, you know, but I don't think I ever thought that at the time that I would have the stats that we do up to this point, you know, prior to running my first ever race for Hendrick Motorsports. But once I got to run, you know, whatever, you know, some races in 2021, I was like, okay, I am a good stock car racer. I can do this. And, you know, it's been a fun road to this point. And like I said, we have a lot left to accomplish, and I'm only 30, so I hope to be around for a long time and, you know, creep up on what Jimmy and Jeff have done.
Right, Jeff?
So, Cliff, I mean, only like 5 cars took tires when on that first caution. Why did you do that at that point?
Yeah, I thought at that point, was the caution at 14 laps in or 15 laps in? Somewhere around there. So I knew the lap count was relative to like, okay, if I have to eat these scuffs later, you could maybe pallet that. And we were, you know, so far back in the field at that point that we knew it was a risk. I mean, let's be honest, if a caution came out with 30 to go in that stage, we were going to be hosed, right? You know, the whole field's going to come in and put on stickers. We're going to have 15 lap scuffs, really big risk. You know, I wasn't sure how the flow of the race would go when I was watching YouTube videos this week of North Wilkesboro back in the day. They would have really long green flag runs. And the way the track is so tough, I think the teams, the drivers, are spending so much time battling the track that it's almost difficult to battle each other. You know, you're fighting your car on entry, and then all of a sudden you're tight middle, and now you're trying to run high or run low or do this and that. I just didn't know if there was going to be the type of action that would bring a caution outside of just really good, hard racing. And because of the All-Star race, at some point, were we 18th at the time? We were pretty far back.
We were like last.
Yeah, we were really far back. You know, at that point, you almost have to play something different. You know, we're at a points race. You might would have to be more conservative to the field or to the guys that you're trying to compete with in points and all those things. But just with the nature of the race, we had to do something different. And that was, fortunately, like the perfect time to make that call, because then we weren't going to be sitting on 30 lap scuffs. It was 15 lap scuffs. Like, okay, you know, if we had to restart up front on 15 lap scuffs, fall back to 5th or 6th, then maybe you could hang out there. And now at least we're better than 18th. So that's kind of the perspective. Yes and no. So, yes, for the most part. The tricky part that I really had my eye on was if a caution would have come out, I don't know, say 10 or 12 laps into the final stage, I'm not really sure what the field would have done, if that makes sense. Because it was so early. And so then if we would have pitted and put on our stickers at that point and the field didn't put on stickers, then we're sitting on 15-lap scuffs and they still have their stickers, if that makes sense. So in my mind, I was honestly more nervous probably 10 or 12 laps into that final segment. If a caution would have come out, it would have really made our hand difficult. You know, being in the lead, if we put on stickers, if they do or don't, then it really puts you kind of different than what they are. So we were having a lot of conversations on our pit box in that time frame of what I'm describing around, you know, what if situations.
All right, we're going to take, okay. All right. We're going to go Bob, Greg, Noah, and end with Michael.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. I don't know who wants to take this, but have you tried to figure out, I know you don't know the timing yet, how do you do this race next year with Indy 500 qualifying?
Here, Jeff, you can take this one.
Come on, Bob. You stumped us.
Qualifying was
we'll
done.
We'll be at Indy, I can tell you that.
I'll say qualifying. I could have made it here.
Yeah.
Here probably today, like, would you? I mean, it's the idea that you definitely will race the All-Star race and miss something in Indy if you have to next
Well, I think if it came, I mean, the first and foremost priority is driving the number five car for Hendrick Motorsports. That's number one on the list. There's a lot of scheduling things to work through. You know, we were up there on Thursday just to, you know, kind of get an orientation and walk around and a lot of observations. And we know we have a lot of things to work through that are hopefully good things at the end of the Indy 500 next year and logistics and things like that. So, you know, we'll just have to see when schedules come out for 2024 and how this lines up with, you know, what's going on Indy that particular weekend.
Take the All-Star race to IRP next year.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Kyle, way to go. Kyle, way to go. When you were doing, you did a full lap burnout, which was cool as hell. But when the fans, because everybody was so happy, I mean, they were still cheering, even though, you know, the race you dominated, right? But the fans were going crazy and the fireworks going off and they were cheering you on. Do you feel that? Do you hear that in the car? Could you understand that these thousands of fans were just going in freaking insane?
He told me he was looking at the crowd with five to go. He told me that in Victor Lane. Can you believe that? I'll let him answer, but
yeah, I mean, so the crowd was just, you know, what can you take away from the energy you felt from the crowd as opposed to some of the other races we go to?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think for whatever reason, the crowd just feels more on top of you here than other tracks. I don't know, you know, if the code of building a track and the safety, you know, stuff was less regulated back then. But it feels like the front row is like right on the catch fence. So yeah, I mean, I think, you know, thankfully I won both races, but like doing the front stretch interview was like, they were just so loud and it was hard to like hear yourself talk and all of that. So, you know, it was just cool. I mean, you could feel the atmosphere from Friday of truck practice. It's like the crowd was massive for that. You know, I think typically you see like 45 fans in the stands at any other track on a Friday. So, it was just so cool. I think everybody was just excited to get to see, you know, a NASCAR National Series run on the track here again, and yeah, it was pretty neat. So yeah, I, you know, we were obviously stinking the show up, so I was looking at the crowd and could see, you know, a handful of them leaving with like five to go, and I was like, man, I hope you guys don't have to take your seat again. I hope there's no caution that's about to come out. So. Yeah, no, it was cool. This place, it feels like a racetrack to me. Like I get to race at a lot of grassroots venues, you know, more than any other driver in the field. You know, a lot of these drivers get to go to these fancy facilities every weekend. That's all they do. You know, I get to go to, I was at Wayne County, Ohio on Tuesday night, and like it has a grassroots feel to it here, and I think that's what makes to me this weekend feel so special.
All right, we're going to go Noah and then Michael. Thank you both for being patient.
Noah Lewis, TSJ Sports. Kyle, post-race, Chase Briscoe said that you were the greatest driver of all time in anything that you get into. And then, you know, Darrell Waltrip had a number of things to say similar to that on the broadcast tonight. Do you process things like that? What do you think of comments like that from your competitors and then also from those that have come before you?
Honestly, I think the way that I think about it is I would not be able to accomplish any of this without great teams. And I am super fortunate to be able to race with great car owners, crew chiefs, and all forms of racing that I do. You know, there's not a time that I go to a racetrack where I don't feel like I'm in the best equipment with the best team around me. So I think it starts with that. You know, I wouldn't be Kyle Larson without Paul Silva or Cliff Daniels or Kevin Rumley or Keith Coons in the past, Chad Boe. Like, so many people make me and my resume what it is. So I think just surrounding yourself with great people really allows you to showcase probably at times better than what you really are.
Thank you.
All right. Go one final question.
Michael Massey, Front Stretch. So no one had ever swept North Wilkesboro before this weekend. Even going back to like convertible series days.
They didn't run a truck race here. So.
They did. So my question is, does this count as a sweep? Because, I mean, you didn't win the heat race, but you won all the features. So, like, does that still count as a sweep? What are you counting it as?
I got the trophies, so it don't, and the check, so it doesn't matter to me. I don't think they pay anything for heat races, so it don't matter to me. But it just was a special weekend. You know, I didn't know what to think about coming here and running a truck. I definitely didn't think I'd win the Cup race. So sitting here in front of you guys tonight is special and. Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty damn cool.
All right. Congratulations to Cliff, Kyle, and Jeff. Thank you both, or all of you, I should say, for spending some time with us. We wish you the best of luck next week at the Coke 600, and now you guys can go celebrate.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, an update on inspection. Inspection has cleared in the NASCAR garage. All clear, no issues, no cars back to the R&D center.